Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Another beautiful Saturday morning. Thanking God for the opportunity just to be here. I'm telling you, it's absolutely a wonderful, wonderful day. I am excited. There are good things happening. And I feel that good things are happening all around the world. Even though sometimes we may think that things look really, really bad, as Christians, it's not for us. You know, stay on the good side, you know, of things. And you are now a part of the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Let's see here. I was looking at something and I just wanted to catch up. Seems like the time went really fast this morning on what we're doing. Let's just go here and make sure I get everything together. First of all, I want to say thank you, God. Thank you for an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day. Just to wake up and feel really good. As I feel right now, I just want to thank you. I know it's all because of you and your grace and your mercy to allow me to wake up this morning. And Father God, I ask that a blessing and your grace and mercy be upon every mother and daughter around the world. Father, I ask that you touch their mind, their eyes, their heart, their soul, so that they can receive the most precious gift that you've given us, which is love, which will generate peace and harmony between the mother and daughter, as well as penetrating throughout the family, creating new thoughts, new visions, new words for generations to come. Father God, I just thank you this morning. Thank you for as far as the earth extends and beyond, that mothers and daughters realize how important their relationship is to the family and for future generations to come. Thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, when I say in spite of ourselves, it's, you know, sometimes we try to do the very best we can, and sometimes that still doesn't seem like it's good enough. You know, we just, you know, in spite of all of everything, he will forgive us. He loves us, and that's what we have to do. We have to learn to be just like him, to forgive, to move on. You know, that's why we have Jesus, because he knew we were going to make mistakes. He knew we were going to do things that we need to have a Savior, someone that will stand between us and God so that we could speak to God on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, whenever we want to, because we've what, accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So my job on this earth is to work with mothers and daughters, and I can't think of a better thing to do. It is the most rewarding thing. Yes, there are some uncomfortable moments, some uncomfortable thoughts, but that's a part of it. That's called persecution. That means that, you know, it's not going to just come easy. You're going to really have to believe and have faith in order to go through. Now, sometimes I'm just like you. You might be like, Lord, where are you? You know, why do I have to go through all of this? But when you come out of it and you kind of look back at it in your mind's eye, you say, wow, I needed that. How many times have I said that? When I just wanted the Lord to just rush past something, take me on to the next level, I don't want to do this. I want to skip, go, and you know, and just go around the board. Let's think of Monopoly. You know, you just want to pass on around. You know, can I just not, this doesn't feel good right here. And I just, can you just pick me up and move me over here? And then when you look back at some of the situations, you realize, had you not gone through that, it wouldn't have strengthened your relationship with God. Because every situation It's going to bring you closer to God. Even though it may not feel good right now, it may not look good. You may think that, you know, you and this person is having a difficult relationship, and relationships is only communication, you know, a lack of communication, you know, if it's bad, if it's good, it's increase of communication, meaning that you kind of got, you're on one page. A lot of people say we on one page, so that's a good relationship, you know, kind of a thing. It's all about your thoughts and the words that you use to create those thoughts. And then in your mind's eye, you see a vision of a person that you like. Because what? You all are thinking alike. You're on the same page, as you say. You know, so that generates that type of good relationship. And it's when that you're not on the same page and you're not thinking the same or you're not agreeing to the same thing, then all of a sudden that becomes a bad relationship. You see? So it's all about what you say. Now this year, God has placed on my heart to deal with peace. And last week we were talking about something totally different. Let me see if I got that here. I was moving so fast. We talked about mothers and daughters starting all over again. And as I told you last week, it came up in my spirit, and I was like, okay. Like most people that know me, I have some newcomers on that come in and go, and they may not know all of it. So for the people that are on here regularly, you may hear me say some of the same things, but just think that, you know, each week there are new people that are coming on, so they don't know. So bear with me. I appreciate you sticking with me, because, you know. And then even at that, sometimes it'll bring up a new thought in your mind. You know, we were talking about starting all over again last weekend. First thing I thought, starting all over again, well, you know, the song Starting All Over Again came into my mind, like I told you guys last week. I can't sing it, but anybody that's been on the earth for a little while know that I don't even know the artist right now. It's Starting All Over Again. So this music started playing in my head, and I thought, get away, because the Lord was speaking to me. The devil's trying to sing the song, and everything was going on, Starting All Over Again. And that tied back into my thoughts on the beginning of the year. All of a sudden, one day there was something that just lifted off of me, and a joy just came into my spirit. I said, wow, this is a great year. Thank you, God. I could see and feel. It was a joy. And I said, I'm going to make this an exciting year. And some people say, how are you going to make it? God says, I can have whatever I say. My words have the power. Jesus gave us the power. So I said, I'm going to have an exciting year. This is going to be one incredible year. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to have a lot of fun as I serve the Lord. We are going to go places, going to travel, going to talk to mothers and daughters around the world. That's what I do. That's my mission. That's how God served his mothers and daughters, by using my mind and my body and my soul to go out among them and preach the gospel. Now, I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago we were talking about while you're here, you're only here because God created your body so that he could use it to walk on the earth, just like he did with Jesus. He created the body of Jesus, and he slipped into that body, and he went around the earth, and he preached the gospel to the people. Talked about the Father. That's why he says, when you see me, you see the Father. What does that mean? This is him. He is in this body. So that's the way we are. Once we become Christians, when people see us, they see the Father. So you have to keep in mind, what we're going to talk about this year is that you've accepted Jesus Christ, so now you've said to the Lord, I'm allowing God to come into this body. You invite him in. Keep in mind what you said. You invited him in to live in your body. What do you think he's in there doing, just sitting around? No, he wants to get out and do some work. The enemy's job is to confuse you so that you think it's your body, and you're in control of something, but you're not. And that's another topic. But starting all over again is actually to renew your mind as to why you're here, what is your purpose, and getting on it. And it surely is not about fighting with your daughters or fighting with your mothers. That is not why God wants to live into your body. He wants you to travel, to preach the gospel. And preaching the gospel is simply introducing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And by accepting that, you find something that's called peace. And that's what brought us to the topic that we're going to be dealing with throughout the year. Now, last year, we were talking about hidden secrets, and God kept us on that for the entire year. Hidden secrets in the family, hidden secrets within your mind and your body. That one thing that you just, you think nobody else knows, you know, very few things that you have that someone don't know, trust me. I'll take that back. There's nothing that you have that someone doesn't know because God is watching you. You think it's a secret. You think nobody knows. But the one that really counts, which is God, he knows all about it. He sees it. He knew when you did it. So you need to just go ahead and release it to God. Ask God to forgive you. And don't worry about anybody else. Everything else will be taken care of because hidden secrets will kill you. It will slowly tear at your heart and your nerves and all your organs on the inside. Next thing you know, you got high blood pressure and, you know, all kind of things going wrong with your body because what? It's eating away at you through your mind. See, that's the only thing that God, the devil can do to you. He robs you and steal and destroy your thoughts because he cannot have that thought developing into a vision. Because once that thought envelops into a vision, nothing can stop it from becoming into reality but you. You're the only one can erase it. Well, maybe that's not for me. Well, you start talking to people, listening to people, and, you know, television and reading the wrong books, and you start putting other thoughts in your mind, Satan will give you something to replace that thought before it comes to a vision. He'll take you to a television show. We're in up a turmoil, people just fighting and going on and acting crazy. All of a sudden you caught up in that drama and he just stole that thought that would have turned into a vision which would have created a reality. And that's some of what we talked about last week. We talked about the young lady that was on, one of my co-hosts. We talked about her and her vision for her home. She did not allow Satan to steal that thought because she held on to the vision. He tried to steal it every which way he could, but she held on to the vision. And like I told you, you got to wrap a rope around your arm and you got to hold on. And I don't care which way the wind go. I don't care what he brings. I don't care if he try to get you to fight with this one, do something with the other one. They talking about me, yada, yada. He knows what will get you. You got to hold on. Now, the reason I hesitated, because someone just called me and it interrupted the flow. So if you got a break in that, that's what that was. Anyway, and you see how easily you just try to intercept that word? You always got to be mindful of what's going on. But he can't steal what we're talking about. You got to hold on to your thoughts. Once she says something, hold on to it. And nothing can erase that. And that's nothing that I had written down. It's just taking on a life of its own this morning. And that's what I do. I just allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. For the newcomers that are coming on, you are listening to Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host here at Blog Talk Radio, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. And I'll just say this, if you want to check out our programs, you can go to mdbn.org and you can call us at 786-462-6470. Just want to get past that. And let's look at our topic. First of all, let me thank my co-host. That's what I like about this show. It never follows any format per se. I try sometimes, but it doesn't work. Sandra D. and Cynthia Oliver and Janice Pauldo, and sometimes we have Dorothy Westbrook that fills in for Janice. This year, we're looking for some new co-hosts. Like I say, you know, not to replace the old, but to add new comments and new thoughts to the conversation. If you want to be a part of that, just let me know. Just email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. Otherwise, thank you for listening. I see you out there, and I want you to always know I appreciate you. I cannot do this without you. Just the fact that I see you out there and know that you're there, give me energy and give God an audience to speak to. And we're going to speak to somebody. We have to speak to the rock. So as I always say, sit back, relax, and get your pen. Call a mother and daughter and tell them that we're on to join us. Our topic this week, we're going to continue with our topic from last week, which is mothers and daughters starting all over again. We did part one, and the Spirit said just continue that. We're doing part two. Last week, we dealt with new beginnings. We talked about how the mother and daughter could start all over again. Now, in order to do this, both the mother and daughter have to be willing to forgive and let go past hurt. See, that's the key word is willing. You can talk about something all day long. Yeah, one day I'm gonna. You know, gonna is such a big word. You know you're not going to do it when you say I'm gonna. One day I'm gonna. I'm gonna do this. One day I'm gonna do that. What are you doing? You're just talking. Now, I'm sure many of you out there are saying, Dr. Bessie, you don't know what she's done to me. You don't even know what my mother done to me. You don't know how my mother hurt me. And every time I try to forgive her, she turned right around again, and she'll hurt me again. You just don't know what my mother has done to me, or vice versa. You don't know what my daughter has done to me. If you understand the hurt that I go through and what that girl has done, and you asking me just to forgive her just like that, yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You have to. I'm not just saying this. That's what God said. You're not going to get past go until you forgive. So you'll be here for the rest of your life, living in the same mess, not receiving the blessings, because what? Unforgiveness. Because the unforgiveness is not for the person that you think it's for. It's for you. It's to clear you up. See, everybody has their own relationship with God. And don't get it twisted. And somebody else is causing you not to have, well, if it wasn't for them, I could, or if she had her, I would have, you know, has nothing to do with you. Everybody is individually made, uniquely designed, and has their own journey. And everybody's responsible for their own journey. So you can't get twisted. Well, because my daughter did this, it's holding me up, or think that you can go and pretend that, you know, I'm in church every Sunday and everything is just okay, but you got unforgiveness in your heart for your daughter. No, you can't make a person do anything, but you can get yourself straight. You can forgive, because, see, God knows your heart. You can pretend all you want to, But God knows your heart. And that's all you got to do is go to God and say, you know what, Father? I forgive her, I love her, and I turn her over to you. You say that with the most honest, purest thoughts in your heart. God is only holding you responsible for you. You do that, you find your peace, and I guarantee you, if you hold on to that, everything else will work out. That relationship between you and your daughter will come together when you least expect. You will have a suddenly. Suddenly something happened. Suddenly she made a phone call. Suddenly she said, I'm sorry. When you least expect. Because when you get into peace, that's when the miracles come. That's when the blessings are manifest. Only in the peace. And that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to concentrate on getting to the peace of every situation. Every situation, you got to go back down to zero. You've got to get to the peace of it in order to receive the blessing, in order to move to the next level. And you were given the peace. It says, my peace I give unto you, but you have to receive it. See, that's the key. A person can give you something, but if you don't receive it, that could do you any harm, any good. It'll do you more harm than it does good if you don't receive it. And to receive it is to receive it in your heart. And to forgive, I always say, and I don't know why it comes up in my spirit, like, there is nothing that your mother or daughter can do to keep you from communicating with her. Nothing. I mean, I don't care what it is. That's your child. That's somebody God gave you to carry for 9 months, gave you responsibility over. And vice versa, that's your mother. Someone who cared for you, who nurtured you when you couldn't even feed yourself, change your diapers. You know, you were totally dependent on this person. Now all of a sudden you think you've grown and I don't need her now. She's not who I think she should be. Well, it's not your responsibility as to who your mother is. That's not your responsibility. It's none of your business. That's between her and God. You're still the daughter, and a daughter has a place. And you have to stay in that place. That's why God gave the order, honor thy mother and thy father. He didn't say when they do what you want them to do. No, that's a mandate. You honor them in spite of what you think because you don't know the whole story. You don't know what your mother went through. Because mothers, as mothers, we are very good at making things look very easy and not let you see the rough side, especially with our children. We try to get them the very best that we can. So when I hear someone speaking roughly against their mother, I am very strong to say, wait a minute. This is your mother, and you need to respect her. It's like I had someone this week told their mother, you're a liar. You're just a liar. That thing cut all through me. I'm like, what? How dare you speak to your mother like that? God is not going to bless you to speak to your mother like that. The one thing we have to do is honor. And honoring is not fussing with your mother. Honoring is not disrespecting her. No, she may not say everything that you want her to say, the way you want her to say it, or do it the way you want her to do it. But she's still in the ranking of order. It's over you. She's over you. She's your mother.
She has authority over you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And when you have your children, you will have authority over them. So in order to get to peace, we have to understand order, because God doesn't work out of order. And we have to understand that we have to work on ourselves, for ourselves. A lot of times mothers and daughters, they're trying to balance, you know, once, well, if she does this, then I can do that. No, just work on you. Just work on you individually. And if you get yourself straight, forgiving everybody, and first starting off with forgiving yourself and getting your relationship right with God, everything else will take place. All other things will be added to you. Get yourself together. And so that's what we want to do this year. I want us to look at each individual person. Look at yourself. Even though you know you may have issues with your mother, your daughter, just look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to work on me. I'm going to get me right. Get myself together. What am I saying? What am I thinking? What am I seeing? What am I being? Because you can only change you. You can't change the way your mother thinks. You can't change the way your daughter thinks. You can only change how you think. You can transform your mind into what you want to be. And it has no connections to anyone else but you and God. So we can get the individual piece right. And when you get yourself together, it's going to be easy to forgive, love, and to move into thanksgiving with anyone else. Now, I know right now you may think, well, that's a little bit hard. And I'm saying this because a lot of you who have been with me over the years, we just moved into our fourth year. 4 years, it seems like yesterday, of mother and daughter roundtables on Saturday morning. And I tell you, I'm like, wow, 2013. It has grown. And when I look at some of the numbers a few weeks ago, the numbers were in the thousands. People that are listening on the internet. So all these things are not in vain. Somebody's telling someone else. And the word is getting out. So when I get up on Saturday morning, this is not a paid gig. Monetarily, it's a blessing gig for me, they can say. It's a blessing, it's an honor to allow God to use my body to speak to you all over the world. But the most important thing is that this year, I want you to go a little deeper. I want you to really embrace this thought that it's up to the mother to bring the healing to this world. There's so many things going on. Satan is just running around rapidly. And the only people that can heal this world are the nurturing love of a mother. We are designed to nurture, to comfort, to give that word that will enter into peace. You know how to do that. And I tell you how I know you know how to do that. Because God gave you a little innocent, little God, little daughter, little son,
and you never had a child before, but you knew how to love that child. You knew how to nurture that child. All of a sudden, you had wisdom that you never knew you had before. So what I'm asking you to do, I'm asking you to go back into that place. Pull out your nurturing skills. And let's start nurturing the world. Let's start the healing process. Let's start the process of peace. And how to do that, we got to start with ourselves. We got to bring peace. Your practice, your training ground, is within you. You go within yourself, and you're going to practice, and you're going to train, and you're going to learn how to develop that peace. Nurture the peace within you. Go to the baby that's inside of you. Stroke it. Nurture it. Feed it. Water it. Change it. Clean it up. And make a presentation before your father. And when you get all of that done, you will be ready to go out and nurture the world. And that's our role. That's why we're here as mothers. Fathers, they have a role. But see, but God didn't give them that nurturing spirit. That's why sometimes when I'm talking to couples and they'll say, but Dr. Bessie, he just doesn't care. He doesn't understand. He acts like nothing matters, you know, because they are not designed to nurture. They're designed to go ahead and create, to provide. They're providers for the family. But that love, that nurturing, mothers set the tone. A house can be in peace, or a house can be in torment. But whatever that house is, and the energy in that house, you better believe that mother set the tone. She sets the tone. I know somebody may say, well, Dr. Bessie, that's easy to say. You don't know my house. My husband, he's a mean person. He doesn't allow me to do this and this, that, and the other. You still are setting the tone. Because you can make a choice. You can make a choice to stay there and accept what you're getting, or you can make a choice to ask God to lead and guide you in the direction that you need to go. Because your children are watching you. Mothers are the focal point. And in most families, the husband watches the wife. And you may be big and bad and all that, but I can tell you one thing. If he wants to go out there and buy a truck, or he wants to go spend some money in a certain area, almost 90% of the husbands, I don't care how bad the relationship is, they're going to say something to that wife, even if they have to say it in a mean tone. I don't care what you say, I'm going, I got to get me a truck. That's their way of telling you they're not going to go buy that truck until they say something, because they know I got to deal with her when I come back, and she's going to set the tone for this family. Now, what I want you to understand is the power that you have as a mother and the power of influence that you will distribute it to your children, because they're watching you. You can create strong fathers. Strong men. You can create strong mothers. That's what God has placed in your possession. So when you and your daughter are not speaking, not talking, all Satan is doing is blocking the process in which God, he know God sent you here to do. And he will tell you every excuse in the book as to why you should not forgive your daughter, as for why you should not forgive your mother. Oh, she this and oh, she that. You got to look at what's happening. You're in a war here. And if you're a Christian woman, you made a contract with God. And a contract cannot be broken. And in most Christian communication, it's a vow. You know, you vowed to God this. You said to Jesus to come into your heart and that you would serve him. You made a promise. Well, if you're not speaking to your mother or your daughter, you're outside of the promise. Because the whole goal is to be like Jesus. So I can't even imagine Jesus not speaking to his mother. I can't even imagine that. And you can't either, because he's perfect in every way. I can't even imagine him disrespecting his mother. So if he's the model that we're supposed to follow, he's the one that we're trying to be more like, then think about it. How close are you? Where do you fall on the scale? Because he is peace. He is a peace. That's why he said, my peace I leave with you. All you got to do is accept it. But you can't accept it because there's unforgiveness and thoughts and words in your conversation that won't allow you to get to peace. And you got to get to peace. As I was telling someone last week, we were talking, I said, you know, God won't deal with you when you are out of order. He doesn't deal with mess. Whenever you're crying and having a tantrum, and I'm not telling you something I think, I'm telling you something I know because I went through it, and you're just trying to make God move. God, where are you? Why'd you let this happen to me? I just don't understand it. Oh, God, what did you do? It's always what God has done, what God hasn't done. But when you can get to the point that it has nothing to do with God, that's why you just sit there and look at you and say, look at you. I'll tell you what he told me one time. When you get yourself together, then I'll talk to you. Go to sleep. This is in the middle of the night. I was having this little tantrum. I was just going to make him do something. When you are talking to God like that, think about it. It's so disrespectful. But we don't realize it because we're begging. We're begging, want him to do something, you know. He said, go to bed, go to sleep. I mean, the minute I laid my head down, I went out. When I woke up, go to the bathroom, come back, and I'll talk to you. And the first thing he said to me was, I'm not going to talk to you when you're like that. When you get into peace, then I'll talk to you. Because you can't hear me when you're emotional. And from that day on, I was in check. I haven't had another tantrum. Because I realized God doesn't operate out of my fear. Because when you're begging and crying, you're in fear. But when you get into the peace that surpasses all understanding, when you know something and you should worry, you know this is happening, and you should be scared. But when you're walking around and you're in peace, regardless of all the things that are falling down around you, that's when your blessings are coming. And you got to get there. He gave it to you. Accept it. How do I accept it? I got to forgive. So, in that conversation, I was telling the young lady, I said, you know, when you're talking to God, or at least for me, I'll use myself as an experience. When I'm talking to God, and I've learned now that I may not get the answer right then,
But sometimes you may be walking from the kitchen to the bathroom, and there's a moment when there's like nothing on your mind. You're not really thinking about anything. That's that gap. That's that peace. That's that stillness. And then God will say something to you. He'll answer something that you asked him. Now think back when God has spoken to you and you got this answer to something. It's always when you least expect, and it always or suddenly. It's never basically when you expect it. I've had times when I said something and he spoke right back to me. I can't tell you why, the difference. But he'll come at a time. And a lot of people say it's all about timing. Maybe I wasn't ready to receive it at that moment. I had some other thoughts in mind, and he figured, oh, wait till you settle down, and when you least expect, here I come. Some people call it 11:59 God. He's always on time. But you got to get to the peace. And the Lord will place on your heart this year, on your journey, peace. That's why this year is going to be different for you. That's why you're going to receive the blessings that you've been waiting on. Because this year, if you say to yourself, this is the year, and I'm not talking about this thing where people come every year, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm talking about really, that I'm going to get to the peace of this matter. I'm going to go straight to God because that's where he is, in the peace. The peace will activate the blessing. So there's a peace to every matter. Sometimes people say, I'm not in total peace. Well, just deal with peace in the matter on this one thing. Get that one right. Then when you get that, then do another one. Like in Philippians 4:7, he says what? And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So that means you may not understand it. You don't have to understand it. You don't need to understand it. Because some things you're going to have to give up that you don't want to give up because you think that it's done you so wrong. You know, they're like, oh, man, you can't do that. Not what after what they've done. Nah, shoot. She done this to you. You just can't. Nope, not going to do it. But then if you really move into peace and forgive, you'll look back a few months, weeks, days later, and you'll say, wow, man, I can't believe I was so angry about that. And you realize it had no meaning. It was just a figment of your imagination, something that the devil spoke into your mind. And once you find the peace on it, you realize it had no value. So what does it mean to me if it means that in order to get that peace, it means that there will be things that you don't understand, things that you feel like you have to hold on to. Once you let go, that's things that surpass all understanding. You don't understand why you did it. You just can't believe that you held on to it for all those years. But it brings it down to zero. It brings it down to nothing. It meant nothing. You put the meaning to it. A thing is neutral until you put a meaning to it. You decide what it's going to be. That's why he said choose life or choose death. So in your relationship with your daughter, you choose life or you choose death. If you choose life, then you're going to try to work yourself to peace because that peace will bring you and your daughter, you and your mother together. But if you choose death, then you're going to always be fighting with a negative thought and not being willing to forgive. So how do you get there? The first thing you got to do is you got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got to ask him to come live in your heart. And you got to tell him and mean it that you will serve him for the rest of your life. Now, that's step one. Because the Father said, you can't even get to me except through my Son. So if you know you can't get to the Father to have this conversation, you got to go through the Son. You got to do step one. The second thing you got to do, you got to tell him that you're sorry for your sin. Then you got to ask him to forgive you for all of your sin. And then you got to tell him that you love him. And then you thank him for all that he's done for you. Now, if you say those words and mean them from your heart, he will erase all of your sin. And you will start all over again. You will get back to zero. Everything's erased. You got a clean slate. Because he will forget it. He's not going to hold on to it. That's his word. It will be just erased. You're back to zero. You're back to that little baby that first entered into this world. Clean slate. Now you can come back. You're at a point of being neutral. You can come back and add what you want. And that's transforming your mind into that new person. So now you've gotten wisdom and knowledge. You've cleaned yourself. You've gotten back to zero. God has forgiven you. You've forgiven yourself. Now you can put on what you want and become this renewed person. And I say that because we are all little gods. Now, people don't want you to say that you are God. But why not? He created you in his own image. He made you for a purpose. Jesus was a little God. We're in his image. So what does God do? He will forgive you. He will forget. He will think about that no more. So it's our responsibility to be like Jesus. That means what? We need to forgive. We need to forget. We need to think about that no more. But then you got this little booger out here that runs around. His job is to remind you of what happened. But until you get to that piece of it, you will enter into that conversation with him again. And then all of a sudden, you done add that back to your clean slate, and you got that garbage back on your plate. Think about it. Now, you may have to go to zero every day, two or three times a day. And every time you go with what I told you at the beginning, accepting Jesus Christ, asking him to forgive you, telling him you love him, telling him you're sorry, get a new clean slate, get a new plate. I just put a plate. Everybody can relate to a plate because, you know, we like to eat. Get a new plate. You got a clean white plate sitting right in front of you, nothing on it. Start all over again. Start all over again. That's what we do with relationships. And if we start with our own relationship with ourselves, clean our plate, put what we want on there to eat, the things that we think are best for us, then you can go over and look at your daughter's plate. Start forgiving, forgetting, and getting into peace. Now, you're saying the words. That's the beginning. You got to say something, and then you got to do something. You can say all day long, but you got to do something. And all of that creates your faith. And as I say to mothers and daughters out there, trust God, have faith in his word, and watch his word manifest into your mother and daughter relationship. The word is the only thing that's going to change that relationship, the relationship with yourself, because you got to say the word. You can't just think it. You got to say it. He spoke, and he created. You got to speak. Sit down and have a conversation with yourself. Speak to yourself. Get in the mirror. Look at yourself. look into your eyes, into your soul, and speak to yourself. Change your mind. Erase what you don't want. Rewrite the script. Because your words create your thoughts. And your thoughts create your vision. And your visions will manifest into reality. Right in front of your eyes. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. I know that was a little long this morning, but that's what God placed on my heart. So I'm opening up the lines. Anybody want to talk? Click one, and I'll bring you into the discussion. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Sandra?
Oh, I'm good, and I'm blessed. Thank you.
What a blessing.
I don't have any issues, thank God, with my son. I don't have a daughter, but with my son, and everything is really good. He's getting ready to graduate from high school. He's got a 4.0. He's straight A's, honor roll. He does sports, so I'm definitely thankful for that because me and his dad is not together, so everything's kind of been on me, you know. But I do want to say, you know, one thing you mentioned in your conversation this morning was holding on to the vision, and it's funny. It is harder to do than, you know, to say. So that's one thing that I'm holding on to my vision. I got a really good feeling. 2013 is my year, too. You know, I'm holding on to good things happening, good things with God, good things with everything. So I'm thankful for that this morning.
I thank you for sharing that because, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, when I speak of mothers and daughters and I tell them, it's not excluding the son. And that's why we have, you know, even my daughter has two sons. You know, they make up the fathers to our children. So the input that we share as mothers and daughters, we translate that information and that love and those thoughts to our sons as well.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. What a wonderful thing to be a single mom and to have a son that has a 4.0 and doing all the right things. I know it's not easy. I've never been a single mom, but I deal with so many single moms that even if you could be a single mom in a marriage, you know, and most women know what I'm talking about because so much responsibility falls on the mother. But I commend you for doing such a great job with him and knowing that, you know, all the responsibility lie on you. And the journey is coming to a change, but it never ends because, you know, you're always mother and he's always going to want to come back and know that he can always come back to mother. You know, we think we're free, but it's not.
Right.
But, you know, it will free up for a moment. You'll be like, Lord, that boy's in college. Thank you, Lord. I can get a breather. And then you'll find yourself 6 months down the road. What do I do? You know, you know,
right.
It's that emptiness syndrome, you know. Well, I thank you, and God bless you. Just hold on to that vision. And as you know, we see manifestation every day. So just hold on. Don't give up. It's right around the corner.
Exactly. Thank you.
thank you, darling.
Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. We're talking. Just talking with Sandra D., one of our co-hosts, and basically, you know, what a report. Son that's graduating this year and 4.0, you know, and holding down sports and all of that and being a single mom and trying to make all these things happen. Wow. We bless you. We send you energy, and I pray that God keeps his hand on you. Anyone else want to talk? Let's see here what we have. We have our other co-host here. We have Janice. How are you doing, Janice?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm just enjoying the show, and I really, when you spoke on forgiveness, with mothers and daughters, that was just so home with me, because right now me and my daughter, we're working and praying and reconnecting on our relationship. And it's so important. I just want to stress that people, it's so important that that you don't go back and what has happened once a person says they're sorry or whatever, trying to go over and over again because or bringing it up, because God don't do us that way. When we say we repent, he don't go back and say, well, you know, I forgave you, but you know, you remember when you did A, B, and C. So we have to let go, because the enemy will bring up everything they did. He will bring up to you why you should not forgive them, why you shouldn't talk to them, whether it's your daughter, your husband, your family member, or coworker, whoever. He will come to try to kill and destroy that relationship. And strong relationships are built on forgiveness, walking in the things of God, standing on the word of God in that relationship. So you have to really just press your way on. I'm glad me and my daughter, we've started talking, and we've had a couple of mother and daughter days, and she, you know, she had said she's sorry, I said I'm sorry, and we just move on. And have agreed to just, you know, anything that's bothering us, we'll talk about it, listen, and then proceed from there with the word.
All right. And you know what? I say, there again, you tied a rope around your arm, and you held on. And I remember us praying together for this relationship. And God even showed you the relationship and where it was headed. And you stood. And so that's what I'm telling mothers and daughters. Even though it may look rough, even though it looks like there's no chance that this relationship is going to heal, don't accept that. Don't accept those words. Don't let Satan put those words in your mind. You got to stay on God's word, what God said. And I know you stood on what God said. Doesn't
Amen.
Mean the mother don't cry. You may cry and you may be hurt, but don't let it get to the point where you get off of God's word, because that's the peace. That's where you find the peace. And I'm just going to say this, and because I know the relationship to some degree. I don't know it, but the little that I know is that I think when you got to peace, suddenly, it happened.
Amen.
Am I on with that?
Right. You have to. And you can't, I've learned, and I speak from personal experience, you can't go back and give it to God, go back, take it back. You've got to give it to God. You got to make up in your mind, I'm giving my child to God. I'm giving this relationship to God, and get you a scripture and stand on it, what God said about you and your child. And you stand to you, even with tears, I always say with tears and snot meeting at your chin, but you still stand on the word of God.
Amen. That's what you got to do. But now, in the meantime, this is a key fact to what I tell people, and I tell mothers this all the time. You can't be out there doing in and everything talking about you standing on the word of God. You got to be a godly woman. You got to be a godly woman now. You can't be
Amen.
Doing things and think that you're going to stand on the word and the word going to work for you. You yourself, that's why I say you got to find peace within yourself. You got to get yourself together before your blessings flow. And if you're together and you're standing on God's word, Satan can't touch it. Satan can't touch
Amen.
It. So that's the word for the week. We got to go. Thank you very much, Janice. I thank you, mothers and daughters, for listening. All fathers and sons that are out there listening, I thank you. We have 10 seconds. It's been a wonderful show. I love it this year. We are going to live in joy. I want you to think joy, peace, love, forgiveness, and we are going to stand and receive the blessings. Come on. We got the power. Let's do it. Let's just take it. God gave it to us. All you got to do is just receive it. So we're going to have a mastermind group on this show. Every week, this is our mastermind. We're going to take the blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed week.
Remember to love your mother and daughter. Give them a kiss and a hug. Bye-bye.